Megan.
Oh, hi, Kayla.
Fancy meeting you here on our podcast.
Oh, fancy meeting you here. Yes. I think this is the first episode that we're recording in 2024.
Oh, my God. I think it is. Yay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Well, we're very excited to introduce a new series to the podcast today, and you're going to learn more about it. But I'm very excited for the next round of conversations that we're going to be having this year.
Yeah, I know. I'm really, really excited about it. I feel like we've done a lot of like dive into individuals. We've done a lot of like talking about my family members and meeting everyone who I'm related to. and in this new stage, moving into 2024, we wanted to start bringing in more voices. We wanted to start diving deeper into how can you relate? How can you look at your human design chart and listen to this podcast and feel that you are also able to look at your human design in real time?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Kayla Mason.
And I'm Megan Smith.
And this is Human Design in Real Time. I'm the founder and CEO of Kayla Care, and as an intuitive human design coach, I use human design to help you get to the root of what's holding you back from living the life you actually want to be living.
Human design is a map of your energetic DNA that uses a combination of ancient systems and modern science to help you understand how your energy shows up in the world.
On this podcast, we'll be talking with people from all walks of life about how their human design affects their lives and the lives of those around them.
To download a PDF of your own human design chart, all you need is your exact birth time, and you can go to kayla-care.com to download your own copy.
So let's get started.
Welcome back to the Human Design in Real Time podcast. Today starts the first in our new series for the podcast, where we dive deep into each center and look at how the defined and undefined react to its energies and gates. Today we're starting with the root center, and we have two lovely panelists joining us. You may remember them from previous episodes. We have Alyssa Hahn. She is an intuitive healer that works with both theta healing and human design. Alyssa is a 3-5 emotional manifesting generator with a defined root center. That's going to be important for this episode. And we have Jessica Tanner, a wellness coach and human design enthusiast like myself. Jess is a 1-3 sacral manifesting generator with an undefined root center. Thank you both for joining us today. We're really happy to have you back on the podcast.
Thank you. Happy to be here, and happy to be here with Jess too. So Jess is a friend that Kayla and I know from our health coaching program that we did through the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. And I've heard her on the podcast, but I'm glad to like be here with her too.
Yay!
Oh, yay!
Likewise, Alyssa. I know, I'm so excited for our conversation today.
That's so great. That's so great. We love having both of you on the podcast. You have such wonderful things to say. I know some of my favorite episodes have been with you guys. So thank you both for coming back. For those of you listening at home, if you would like to follow along today, please take a look at your charts for your root center. It's the square at the very bottom center of your chart. If it is colored, it is defined. If it is white, it is undefined. And if you don't know where to get your human design chart, Kayla, where can they go get their human design chart?
If you head to my website, kayla-care.com, you can download your own copy of your human design chart, and it'll be all rainbow colors and beautiful. And then you can see whether you have a defined or undefined root center. And so everyone knows on this panel here, the undefined roots are Megan and Jess, and the defined roots are Alyssa and myself.
Awesome. So Kayla, give us a brief description of the root center, just so our listeners know what exactly they should be tuning into.
Absolutely. So the root center, the centers in human design are broken down similarly to the chakra system. So if anyone knows about the chakra system, you know there are 7 centers within the chakra system. What happened when human design came on the scene is that a couple of these centers split. So the solar plexus split into the emotions and the spleen, and the heart center split into the will center and the self center, or the identity center. The root center stayed the same. The root center is very connected to our connection to the earth. So this is where you're going to find grounding. This is where you're going to find that ability to truly connect with the things that are around us, earthwise. And this is also where urgency lives. This part of the human design chart is connected to the adrenal glands. So that fight or flight response exists in the root center. It's kind of the core of what it means to be an animal, a human, a being. So when you have those fight or flight responses, that's coming from the root center. Having a defined root center is something that often signifies that this energy is defined for you. You have a very deep sense of grounding. You might be a grounding force for others, that kind of thing. And you have more control, quote unquote, of your adrenaline. It also means that if you have the center defined in your chart, that you have this motor center. So there are four motor centers in the chart, and this is the first one. And every motor center controls kind of like output energy in a different way. So the root center controls it almost like a heartbeat or like a pulse. So it doesn't happen. It doesn't give you a big sustainable amount of energy to accomplish something. It doesn't give you any kind of like, oh, I'm so excited to go do this thing. I'm going to go and spend an hour. What it does is gives you that intense, okay, I have to go do this thing right now. It's that urgency, that pulse. So if you're someone with a defined root, you may experience that kind of pulse energy on your own whenever something comes in for you that it's time to do it. And you just know, you get this like, your body is ready to stand up and go do the thing. If you have an undefined root, undefined means that you absorb the energy. Defined means you emit the energy into your electromagnetic field. So whenever you walk into a room, everyone gets to feel it. Undefined means that you absorb that energy from other people and then amplify it and reflect it back to them. So in this way, sometimes people with undefined roots seem to be the grounding force because they are absorbing that root energy from others and amplifying it. So they seem to be even more grounded, even though when they're on their own, they might feel less grounded. So here we're going to start kind of playing with what is the experience of having a defined root center versus an undefined root center, and how can we kind of use that to our advantage? How can we use that to understand our world better and to understand the people around us better?
Yes. So let's start with the first question that I have for everybody. What is your relationship with your root energy? And how does this energy show up in your life on a day-to-day? Let's start with the defined centers. So Kayla.
Awesome. So I have a defined root center. And I think for me, that kind of grounding, like primitive energy, it shows up for me in like the way that my body moves. Like I am someone who doesn't like to do a lot of running around. I'm someone who once I sit, I'm sat. I don't like to get up again. I feel like when it comes to my sense of grounding, I feel more grounded when I am on my own, when I'm by myself. It's easier for me to tap into that. Whereas when I'm around others, I kind of tap into more of that urgency, more of that drive energy, which is the other thing that comes from that root center. As far as the adrenal connection, I have absolutely gone through adrenal fatigue myself. I have definitely gone through burnout, especially as a projector. And it's taken a really long time to heal from that. And having the center defined, it's almost like I have the capability to use and overuse my own adrenaline. And like, I like to think of, you know, this concept of having this defined center with adrenaline. I still have a finite amount of adrenaline that is healthy for my body to utilize, even though I have a defined root center. So the fact that I have such quote unquote control over that essentially means that I can set myself into the kind of worrying of crisis mode without too much provocation, which is something that's great if I need to like lift a car off a baby. But otherwise, it can become that fatigue. So I definitely have found that learning to kind of be present with my root energy instead of letting it kind of like making it push me, because I would get these like mind moments of I need to go do a thing and then let that inform my root and then try to make myself go do the thing because I decided I needed it in my mind, not because my root was actually giving me that pulse. So kind of learning how to allow my root energy to just be. And I think if we were to take like a word and understand the root, I think it's truly about being. It's about being a human. And so allowing myself to lean into that more has been very helpful for me with my defined root. Alyssa, do you want to dive in and talk about your defined root center?
Sure, Kayla. So I have a defined root center with 5 gates lit up in there. So I feel like I have the pressure to do a lot, and I can do a lot because I have the energy available for me to do. I don't feel like overwhelmed by the pressure. Like when I listen to people talk about what it's like to have an open root center, they describe it as like having a lot of anxiety and like duck paddling, like their feet are really moving really fast. And I don't really have that. Like I'm sort of like, okay, I know when the right time to get something done is, and I trust that. And that's a relationship that I've developed in the last like year, where I've learned to trust my sense of timing, that connection I have, that pulse that you were speaking about. But I think like before, maybe a couple years ago and earlier, I had unrealistic expectations of myself and also of other people too. So like I would be like, I can do all this stuff. Why can't you do it? Or like, I should be doing more. I would procrastinate and get mad at myself. And then I learned that people with defined roots are actually, they're really good procrastinators. We're designed to procrastinate because we know when the right time to do something is.
Yes.
And that made so much sense to me when I learned that. I know, like, I can have this thing on my to-do list, but it's not necessary for me to get done right now.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
But I know like for people with undefined root centers, and I can't wait to hear about Megan and Jess's experience, it's like they feel like I have to cross this off now.
Yeah.
I have to get it done. So that's interesting.
That's so interesting because I honestly think I experience both sides of that. And I wonder if it's also a defined, undefined sacral thing, because your defined root is connected to a defined sacral center, whereas mine is not.
That's right.
So because I deal with both sides of that. I'm an amazing procrastinator. I always have been. And it was always something that like I got down on myself about. But I also have the part of me that is like, well, but I have to do these things and I have to do, which is, you know, throwing into the my undefined sacral and not actually being able to do all of the things.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I'm like, oh, I have to do this thing, but it's not like I have to do this thing.
Right.
It's like,
yeah,
I have to do this thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah. Eventually. I get very caught on when to do it. And I think it really is just about listening, you know, listening to when that pulse comes in, because the pulse will come in and it will tell you, but you know, I think I hear other especially sacral beings coming in and like, oh, here, you could do this. And it's like, oh, I could do that until you leave the room. And then I can't do it anymore.
Right.
It's funny you guys should mention like the ability to procrastinate, because I also find myself really able to procrastinate. And I have an undefined root center. But I also don't feel the urgency to get things done. And the best explanation I have is I can't wake up in the morning. I have like 6 alarms to get me up to wake up in the morning. And this is what I equate root center with, because my husband with a defined root center gets up like that at his 3 a.m. alarm, because he has ridiculous hours for his job. He has no problem getting up and out of bed and going about his day. Me, I need 6 alarms. And even then, it's an iffy thing whether or not I get out of bed on time. Usually an animal has to wake me up and get me out of bed. Like my dog has to pounce on me and say, Mom, I need to go to the bathroom. Yep. You need to get up. And I go, oh, yes, okay. So I do find that I'm more able to do when there is somebody with a defined root center asking me to do something. And then I'm like, yeah, of course I can. I got that. All right, let's go. But I have like lists, to-do lists that have to remind me to get things done. Otherwise, they don't get done. If I don't write it down, I will not remember to get it done. So I need other ways of feeling the drive to do things, because it doesn't come from my root. I'll tell you that much. What about you, Jess? Do you find that similar?
It's funny. I'm like resonating with what everyone is saying. Like I do feel like what you were saying, Alyssa, of like the pressure. I feel that so much. And then I've been in this journey of not beating myself up about not always getting all the things done, or that I have to, like what you're saying, Megan, start to actually write the to-do list and schedule myself out. Cause I've started to learn, I'm like, okay, if I just leave something open in the air of I'll get that done, it's probably never going to get done. Like I have to set a deadline for myself. And I've noticed too, when I collaborate with people and I work with them, I then also get more done. Like when Kayla and I did our event together and I had someone holding me accountable, or I'm starting to do some events and retreats with another friend, and she's like helping me learn what it means to like, okay, no, I have to set a deadline and I have to get this done. So it's interesting. I feel definitely the polarity of the two.
Do you find when you do have a deadline that you're like, great, that's the deadline, but you're also procrastinating till the very last minute and being like, oh shit, the deadline.
Exactly. I literally did that today. I'm supposed to help with like a food menu for the retreat, and I kept pushing the deadline back. And the woman I am helping the retreat with, she's like, okay, so you've pushed the deadline back twice. Like, let's get it in today. And I had to sit on my computer and be like, okay, today's the day. I have to do it. And I sat down and then I got it done. But sometimes I need that little nudge. And I also find too, it's funny you said the thing about the alarm, because sometimes I don't feel as much motivation. It's like once I get the motivation, I'm like, okay, I can go. But sometimes it's finding it, or that procrastination, or not having the, I guess, the distinct, okay, this is what I'm doing right now. And then the beating yourself up, or, you know, having the list over your head, but not maybe taking the proper aligned action or the steps. Okay, this is when I'm going to do this. This is when I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I need calendar setups. I need lists, and I need to be looking at them constantly for anything to get done. Otherwise it just doesn't. Otherwise I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot to do that thing. Like I'm noticing a lot more recently that at home tasks, I'm having a really hard time getting done because I'm not writing them down. They're just sort of stacking up in a pile on my desk right now. But the work tasks are getting done because I have notifications and lists and everything that I need to make sure that those things get done, because I need the reminders. I need the reminders. I think the one thing I don't feel is urgency to do anything. That's the one thing that y'all are like, yeah, well, there's an urgency. I'm like, I don't feel the urgency to do anything except go to the bathroom. So
yeah. Really? Like, you don't have any urgency ever. You don't feel like if your boss is like, Megan, you have a deadline, I don't really feel the urgency
unless it's like really important. So food and bathroom are like the two things where I'm like, if I don't get this right now, I'm going to burst. But if it's a work thing, unless I'm like really excited to do it, or if it's something that somebody's like, Megan, I really need you to help me with this, I got that urgency, that interest and spark gets me going. Otherwise, if it's something innocuous, like, hey, can you send this email? Unless I write it down, I'm going to forget.
I feel the complete opposite. That's so funny. I'll have like this urgency inside of me that's like, oh my God, I have to get all this stuff done on my list. But like, then I like don't always get it done in a timely manner. And it's like weighing on me, but I'm trying to start to ground, like find more grounding and trusting. Cause I think, like you said, Alyssa, I have a lot of gates in my route as well, which it's not defined, but I think with the gates, it still gives me a little bit more grounding and like learning to just, okay, trusting when I have to get the things done and not like having the anxiety of feeling that I have to do them.
I also think that having a lot of gates in an undefined center in general sets you up for a lot of conditioned responses within that center, mm-hmm. because this is a place where you absorb energy from other people, but you have types of energy that you create. So you only really get to use that energy when you're absorbing it from somebody else. And so you grew up learning how to use that energy in relation to the other people in your world, not in relation to what you needed. So there's a lot of space for becoming conditioned in those spaces. And for context, Jess has 5 gates in her undefined route, and Megan only has 2. So it's very possible that this is one of those things.
Yeah.
And I do want to just mention for everyone, the root center is one of what we call the pressure centers. So this is why pressure is such a big part of this conversation, because the pressure to do, the pressure to get up and go comes from this root center. And if you don't have the root center defined, a lot of times that pressure ends up pushing on your other centers. It ends up hitting your sacral center instead. I think, Megan, what you were just talking about with like urgency only coming for you when it's really important to you, that sounds like sacral and like emotion. And you have defined sacrals and defined emotions. So really, like, that pressure is then just kind of moving its way up so that other things are getting it rather than you having that urgency to do the thing in the first place.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
That makes sense.
I know that is. And I was going to say, I have a question about this because of the gates I have in my route, I've also started to notice, and with also what you were saying about how I magnify the energy, I'm starting to notice that there needs to be points in my life where I'm alone, because then I feel like I am feeling too much. And especially like with creating things, most recently I've discovered that, oh my gosh, like even if I love my partner to death, but we live in a 1-bedroom apartment, and even though if I'm in a separate room, I can still feel him. And I'm like, I need him to be like away for me to then tap into this creative energy that I have in order. Cause otherwise I just feel like, I don't know. It's not like he's creeping around the corner or anything watching me, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. There is conjecture on how large our electromagnetic fields actually are. And I personally believe they are much, much bigger than most people discuss.
Like 3 feet all around you.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, usually they talk about 3 feet in every direction. I find that being in the same house as somebody else, like I need to be like at least 20 or 30 feet away from someone to not feel their energy. And even then, like for instance, if I'm in my childhood home, unless there's literally nobody home, and even then sometimes I feel like the house has an energy. Like There's so much in there. My place in the world exists within that house in a very specific way. So it doesn't, you know, it could be me downstairs in one side of the house and my father is like, you know, even 40, 50 feet away from me on the other side of the house. I still feel him. I still know he's there, you know?
I know.
I mean, this is a great point to segue into the next question, which is how do you guys experience the root energy of others around you, right? Like, how do you know that you're experiencing somebody else's root energy when they're in the house, in the apartment, wherever? We can start with Undefined this time.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, especially because this is much more a question for Undefined. Mm-hmm.
This is true.
I'm going to let you go first, Megan.
Okay. Well, I guess my husband and I, he has a defined root center and he knows when to get things done. He was just home for a couple of weeks and he got all the house chores done, man. He got like, I would sit down and go to work and he would go into his workshop and start building things. We got these nice new shelves. I couldn't think of the word. You know, he put in some new shelves. He fixed chairs. He fixed all of the things because he has that energy to do. And when we work on projects together, it's really great because he's got the drive to do and get things done. And I'm along for the ride, really. I'm just like, okay, great. Let's go do this thing. I have a very distinct memory of at one point when I first started learning about human design and we had both of our charts. He was like, hey, we need to go fix this thing. And I'm like, okay, yeah, we'll get that done eventually. And he's like, you know what? Let's do it now. I was like, okay, we're doing it now. And that's the best example I have with, you know, my relationship to other people's root center. If somebody wants to get something done, I'm on board. I'm along for the ride. But I have no immediate drive to get those done. So I do rely on other people's root centers to get things done a lot. And I think my coworker also has a defined root center. So when he's asking me like, hey, have you done this yet? And I'm like, I'm on it right now. And that's not a problem, but I do kind of like, on one hand, I need that energy. On the other hand, I've also seen my husband get really stressed out by the doing, by the needing to get things done. And I have to remind him that he doesn't have to. It's okay if it doesn't get done. And so my lack of root energy then helps to balance out his defined root energy. And it kind of works out in that way. But I do, when I see people get stressed out, I'm like, why are you getting stressed out? It's fine.
Everything's fine.
Everything's, you don't need to be stressed out about that. If it doesn't happen today, it's okay. Yeah. So that's my relationship with other people.
I need some of that energy. I want you to rub off on me, Megan.
Yeah, Megan, you're kind of blowing my mind right now because I mean, I have a defined root, right? And my experiences with undefined root like are not as chill as you. You know, like so
I'm like, really? Okay.
Alyssa, I may need to say that if you are experiencing less chill undefined roots, perhaps they're absorbing something out of your defined root.
Oh, snap, Kayla. Burn.
Gotta call you out. Gotta call you out.
That's so interesting. I guess, well, you know, I do human design readings on people, right? Mm-hmm. And one thing that I think is interesting with undefined roots is like I attract a lot of holistic practitioners who do readings with me, and I'm really surprised by how many of them have undefined roots.
Interesting.
Like, yes, like Jess is one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Like, but like yoga teachers, things like that. Like Shell. Shell.
Interesting.
Shell has an undefined root. Shell was on the show with me. She's a friend of mine who is just like, she's the epitome of stillness, right?
Yeah.
She has the gate of stillness, but she has an undefined root. Yeah. But what I found for these people with an undefined root, grounding is so important to them. Like those yoga practices are so important to them so that they can find that groundedness.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can agree with that.
Yeah,
I definitely feel drawn to yoga and meditation more so.
Yeah.
Just because it does give that stillness. and that quiet.
I almost feel like it's not more important, but it feels more important for an undefined root because you need something outside of yourself in order to find that sense of grounding. Whereas right. those of us with defined roots, I almost think that sometimes we get in our own way because we don't think we need it, because we just feel fine as is. Like, I will go days and just forget to move. And then suddenly I'm like getting creaky and like, I'm like, oh God, like I need to move my body. And it's not something that I notice until it's gotten to the point where my body is like talking to me and is like, hey, like we need to move. Whereas like my partner who has an undefined root, he very much needs to constantly be moving. He's always making sure that he's finding that groundedness in every part of his world because he doesn't create it himself.
I'd have to agree with that. In terms of like the grounding, for sure. Like, and I find that I have to have like my bare feet on like Mother Earth.
Yeah.
In order to really ground, like sand or even water. Water is very grounding for me, like getting into the water because it's heavy and weighs me down. But yoga as well, I have to like move my body or meditate. But in terms of experiencing people, it's funny. My partner is, he has an undefined root, but he has 6 gates out of his root. And it connects to the sacral, but he's kind of like how you said, your husband is, Megan, like very like, he's like, okay, let's schedule the thing to get it done. But it's only with certain things. It's very interesting. And then there's some things we'll be like, oh yeah, we should do that. And then neither of us will ever get it done. Like, for example, we said for like a year and a half, like we bought like really cheap IKEA plates when we first moved to Miami from New York. And for like a year and a half, we're like, yeah, we should get some new plates. We should for like a year and a half. And then finally, I think like the two of us together like sat down and did it, but it took that long as like an example. But then there's other things like, well, you know, we'll get done right away.
Do you guys create a defined root together?
Oh, maybe. Now I gotta look.
Does he have 19?
He has gate 19.
He does? Okay. Mm-hmm. You guys create a defined root center together, which means that when you're going to do those things together, you're going to get that urgency only when you're doing it together.
Mm-hmm. I feel that because even when we moved, we had to do a lot of things together. So, and then, yeah, because I don't know exactly like the other people in my life, but he's the one I spend the most time with. And... Yeah.
Do you have anyone in your life who you know has a defined root center that you have certain experiences around?
It's funny. I tried to look this up, but I know not really anybody in my like immediate life that I looked through all their charts.
What about
defined.
Me?
I'm sure there is some. Oh yes, you, of course. I mean, yes, Kayla, you. Oh yes, yes. I feel like it's funny because when we did all of our events together, it's like you would give me like the direction to then I'm like, okay, now I can go with this thing and do it.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
And it's like you would, yeah, I think that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
And the groundedness too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, defined roots?
Yeah, I'm gonna take that segue because I think what's interesting about being the person who has the defined root in the situation is that often, and I've worked with both Megan and Jess on a lot of things, and I've noticed that like, if I get that like urgency moment, or if I manufacture it in a way that is not quite aligned, you guys jump and you grab it and you're like, okay, well now we have to do it. And then later I'll like, it'll have just kind of snowballed. And like, I feel like it kind of got away from me and I don't really know why. And then I'll ask and it'll be like, well, you told me to do the thing. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I think sometimes the things that you know, when that divine timing kicks in and my root center is like, it's time to do the thing now, it really comes through. Like it comes through and everyone around me feels like I'm, you know, it's almost like that manifestor energy of like, you guys have to go do this thing right now. But I don't have a motor to my throat. I have a lot of connections that create throat motors. So most of the time when I'm with other people, there is a throat motor being created. But having that root center energy, I really feel like it pushes other people into motion, especially undefined roots.
Now that you're saying this, I already agreed before, but I have to agree again, because other projects that we're working on right now, it's interesting that if I tried to sit down myself and do it, I don't think I would get as much done. And then I'll sit down with you and another friend of ours that we're creating something with. And I'm like, okay, we got to do this. And then we got to do that. And we need to focus on this. And I'm like, whoa, where's all this coming from? How do I even know like what we're supposed to be focusing on right now? Like cool. I'm glad like this is all coming down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I work so much better with other people. Like I need other people around to get things done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I recognize that more now than I did like 3 years ago. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's cool because especially in the grouping that you're talking about, Jess, our other friend Ronnie, who's also been on the podcast, she also has an undefined root. So I am the one who brings in that root energy, but you both have defined sacral centers. And that's where I struggle because I have the urgency. I have that, like, you know, the drive to get it done, but I don't have the energy to do it. So being able to pair up with people who can amplify that energy for me, it's really, really wonderful. And the other thing that I want to say on having a defined root center and being around undefines is that I often find that the people in my life who are living in like especially a higher vibration of their undefined root center are more grounding for me because they are literally amplifying that grounded energy. And like, you know, I don't know if you would agree with this, Megan, but PJ, I've always felt like PJ grounds me, which he has an undefined root. But, and like, it's that energy that Alyssa, you were talking about that you said you don't experience too much, but I've dealt with a lot of anxiety. I've dealt with a lot of that. Like the duck, the feet under the water was something that I actually, when I was waitressing, I had numerous managers compliment me on being able to be the swan. On the top, you're gliding. No one can tell what's going on under the surface and under the water. Feet are going and they cannot stop. And like, that's been my entire being for so much of my life. And it's only recently that I've been, you know, meditation has really, really helped with this, but like that I've been able to ground myself. That's a very new thing. I think most of the grounding that I have felt over the years has probably been undefined root people amplifying my ability to ground and helping me to come back down to earth, because it's hard for me sometimes.
That's interesting. Like without you even knowing it, you're grounding yourself through other people.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, that's so real.
I agree. It's helpful. It's helpful to have that energy, to have other people amplifying your groundedness. It's interesting. Before, you know, when I was talking about, you know, like my experience is undefined roots experiencing a lot of anxiety. And you're like, well, Alyssa, like it's a reflection maybe of your, it's an amplification of your root. And you know what? Like you're absolutely right. Like one thing I was thinking about is I have this, the gate of starting things. Right. And I'm like, let's go. Let's get it done. Let's go.
Yep.
Come on. Let's start this and this. And like, I can't imagine being around that and having that amplified. It must be so hard. So much pressure. Right.
Oh my God.
That was great.
Oh, it's so funny. So real though. Like it's so real.
Right. Well, I'm a manifesting generator, which, you know, you have this ability to initiate. And then I have the added root energy of like, let's go. And that was, it's just, the intensities. I'm so sorry, Jess and Megan.
It's fine. Well, I haven't experienced that from you, but I also I don't know. I definitely see it when it's in other people, but I don't feel it. And it's sort of just me going, why are you freaking out? Or I'm just a very chill human. I don't know. Well, that must come from somewhere. I think I have a very clear understanding of where I am defined and where I am not where I'm undefined. And it's helpful. It's very helpful, especially being around other people. But I love the defined roots. I need you. I need you to get me to do things. Yeah. So thank you. Thank you for having that defined root.
Yeah. The thing that's coming to me, Megan, I know we've told this story on the podcast before, but that concept of you being able to amplify the energy that someone else is pulling off. I have gate 38 and you also have this gate, Megan, but the gate of the fighter, when we were in college and we would go out drinking together, the amount of times that I knew I was safe. I'd sit at the bar and I'd just talk to guys and whatever. And then you would see this guy is trying to hit on my friend and he should not be hitting on my friend. And you'd like swoop in because I see the good in everyone. I have no way. I'm very much just chilling at the bar. And you'd come in and amplify that I need to fight this guy. Like, I know what's worth fighting for, and I need to get this guy out of the way because he might hurt my friend. And so you would come in and amplify that energy.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I have a question for you defined root centers, though. What is your interaction with other defined root centers like?
Ooh.
Easy. I don't know. No, it's actually, that's not true. My, I'm thinking about it. My partner has a defined root center and I think I have more like energy there. I think I have more gates. So I'm like, I get more done than he does, but
fair,
but he still like, I still feel like that energy from him, that knowing of like, okay, it's the right time to do things. You know, he's a good procrastinator. Like I think there's a sense of understanding.
Yeah. I think that's the thing, is that it can, it's the high and low vibration. Either it's understanding or it's butting heads. Like, or it's two different energies kind of fighting each other. Because I'm trying to think, Sabrina has a defined root and so does my mother. And I rarely have issues with them. But I do think it's so what I will say is that the way that the root centers, I think, can butt heads is when two people have very different ways of living. Like when two people have very different ways of going about life. Because I know, like, you know, Sabrina and I, we love each other. She is my little sister. I love her so deeply. But living together is something that we had to work really, really hard to be able to do peacefully. And like, we hadn't lived together until COVID. And then I moved into the house where she was living, my parents' house. And we had to live together for a couple of years, which we had never done before, really, because she's so much younger than me. And it took a lot, because as someone with a defined root center, it's like there are certain things that I like a routine. I like having my routine be a certain way, you know, and like it changes every day. It's not something that I'm going to be able to, like, my dad has an undefined root and he has a routine that he follows and he cannot change from it. If he changes from his routine, it's like everything falls apart. Whereas with a defined root, my routine is built into what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis and I can't do what doesn't feel good right now. I have to wait for that urgency. I have to wait for that divine timing in order to do the thing that I need to do. But that means that it's not always going to be the same time every day, but I'm still going to have to do it. And it might not line up with the other defined root center in my household. So if it becomes a matter of like, you know, I need to wake up at this time and I need to wake up 2 hours later, that could be an issue depending on how those two defined roots are functioning together. Whereas like in my relationship with PJ, he gets up earlier than me just because he feels like it. And he's constantly like, my favorite example of this is that when we change time zones, he doesn't feel it. He can decide that he wants to wake up at any time based on his like mind energy. He's like, I'm going to wake up at 7 a.m. And he just sets an alarm and wakes up at 7 a.m. Whereas like my body, if I try to wake myself up at 7 when I'm used to waking up at 9, my body flips. It's like, no, I am not okay with this. And moving time zones is so hard because my body gets into a specific, like I go to sleep and wake up at a certain time. And trying to shift that is much, much harder for me than it is for him. So I feel like that's kind of one of the big things there is that, like, you know, you can very easily just respect each other's needs with other defined roots. But there is a space for butting heads. Alyssa, do you find that there's anything like that where you and your significant other butt heads on like living concepts?
Yeah, I think like cleanliness versus the laissez-faire, let's leave everything all over the house.
Sure.
that drives me crazy. You know, so like I feel like it's time to clean and Andrew's like, nope, don't feel that.
Yep.
Not feeling that right now.
You go ahead.
He's not feeling that exactly. Motivation. Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, that is a thing. Like, it's really hard to convince him to do that. I mean, he knows I like it and that it's important, right? But like, it's just, I think that's the difference where I notice it the most. But it's like knowing that his design, it's like, okay, I'm gonna choose to be okay with this. Mm-hmm. Just because hygiene and cleanliness is important, you know, to me doesn't mean it's the most important thing to everybody else. Right.
Right.
And that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's so real. Like, just because it's important to me doesn't mean it has to be important to everybody else. I feel like every human with a defined root center needs to say these words.
Yes, it's helpful.
Yeah.
And I have the gate of gate 60, the gate of acceptance too, right? So this was a learning. This isn't something that came naturally.
Yeah.
It's like, I accept you for all that you are. It's like I had to learn how to do that.
Wow.
This episode is so cool. I'm so glad that we're doing a centers series like this. I feel like we're getting so many fun insights.
Yes. Yes. Very insightful. Especially, you know, and it's nice to talk to people with defined roots and undefined roots and seeing the differences. And I really like what you said at the very end of that episode, Kayla. There's just so much to learn from each center. And I'm really excited for our listeners to hear what's coming next in this episode as well, because it was just really well. This was a great discussion.
Yeah. I love this discussion because the root center is kind of at the root of so much of our lives, you know? And like, so yeah, I think the concept of just because it's important to you doesn't mean it's important to everyone is like this idea where it's like, you know, the things that are important to you because you are who you are, you know? And like, especially with a defined root, that energy is going to come through. But everyone has different things that are going to be important to them, different things that are going to fuel them. And I also love getting to hear from the undefineds and how that energy fuels them, you know, how they absorb that energy from others and how, you know, you and I talked in the episode about how, like, when we work together, I bring in the urgency and then you do the doing.
Yeah.
I have the defined root. You have the defined sacral. So
Yeah. It helps. It helps to have that defined energy to be like, oh, okay, we got to get this done. And it's really cool to see how that manifests in everybody and Alyssa and Jess in this episode. I think it's really, and there's so much more. There's so much more to learn in this root
100%.
Center episode. So
there is. We had a great conversation with Alyssa and Jess, and this is just part one. So stay tuned for part two. We're going to dive even deeper into the Root Center and talk about some of those gates.
Yes.
If you like what you heard on this podcast, follow us on Instagram at Human Design in Real Time to keep up with our next episodes.
And if you want to learn more about your own human design, I'd love to help you on your journey. You can head to my website, kayla-care.com, to book an introductory human design session where we'll dive into the person you were born to be. That's kayla-care.com.
We're always looking for awesome humans to be guests on the podcast. So if you'd like to be interviewed, send us an email at humandesigninrealtime@gmail.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Kayla Care. A big thank you to our amazing producer, sound mixer, designer, and editor, Sabrina Mason. Thank you to the composers of our theme song, Niall Spaulding and Sabrina Mason. Thank you to today's guests for being open and present with us.
And thanks to you, our listeners, for supporting this podcast. Keep discovering your
human design in real time.